John Decker, this runoff in Georgia, we just had Scott Walker on the show, former governor of Wisconsin, talking about this and the path to 2024. But, you know, this is what's going on in Georgia, because after the midterms, all the emotion, Thanksgiving, a little bit of turkey and some naps on the sofa, who's paying attention? Where is it at?
Well, they're paying attention in Georgia because they're being inundated still with those campaign ads that you saw so often in New Hampshire leading up to the midterms. We learned yesterday that Joe Biden will not be traveling down to Georgia between now and next Tuesday, which is Election Day, nor will Donald Trump. He also won't go down, go up to Georgia, in his case, to campaign alongside Herschel Walker. Different reasons for both. But that means that Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are depending on other surrogates for Herschel Walker. It's the governor in the state, Brian Kemp, who's just won re-election pretty handily to another four-year term. And for Raphael Warnock, it's Barack Obama. He's making a few stops in Georgia between now and the runoff election day, which is next Tuesday.
John Decker, White House Correspondent, National. John, we know the House, whether or not McCarthy can win his speakership battle behind the scenes, we know the House is going to switch over here in the new year, Republican majority, but the Senate looks like, regardless of what happens in Georgia, will not, correct? And if you had to say today, this is around the corner. Do you have an indicator on who's probably going to win this Senate race in Georgia, or is it unpredictable?
Well, there's been one poll so far, just one, believe it or not. It was conducted by AARP, by Tony Fabrizio. He's a well-respected pollster, Republican pollster. He gives Raphael Warnock a four-point lead, 51-47 in his poll. He polled over, I believe it was like 1,500 people. But that's just one poll. And that being said, we know that most of the early votes that have come in right now come from the Democratic side. That has benefited Democrats in both the 2020 presidential election in Georgia, those two runoff Senate elections in January of 2021. We'll see if it happens again with this runoff election. Look, you know, I think it's all about, you know, energizing your base. And for Herschel Walker, for him, he's trying to say, look, let's keep it 50-50. There's a big difference between 50-50 and 51-49. If it's 51-49, meaning that Walker would lose, you'd have a majority of Democrats on every Senate committee. And in addition to that, you'd have subpoena power for every Senate committee. Right. So there's this that to factor in as well.
Well, you know what? I'll just say this, John. I'm boycotting polls. I mean, they were all wrong, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they were wrong in New Hampshire, that's for sure.
Wow. By 9 or 10 or 11 points. Wow.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
John.
Right.
John, thank you very much. John Decker.
Thanks a lot, Jack.